Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's up, everybody? Dave Destruction Sturcio here with another episode, episode 24. And if I sound tired, it's because I am. I'm exhausted. Today is just not the day for me. I didn't expect to have so much work to do in one day, and one really, really hot day. So it's 95 degrees out today. It's disgusting. But things have to be done, and consistency is key. At least that's what Colt Cabana told me to do about this podcast. So episode 24, plugs, obviously, WrestlePROOnline.com for all your WrestlePro events. Go check out all of my affiliates as far as, my other companies I work for, BBWF, Battle Club Pro, Tier 1 Wrestling, not yet, at least, and Five Borough Wrestling as well. There's a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of cool shit coming up. Today I'm just recently getting done with, in what I thought was going to be a quick and easy post-production meeting, and session with HSG Network, turned out to be a 3.5 hour dub over. I had a dub over an entire championship football game in which I had no idea that that's what was coming. But again, all good. It's all part of the experience. And, right before I started recording this, I got a call from the head football coach of Franklin High School, and basically telling me like he wants to be on, and the schedule is going to pick up. So there's going to be a lot of shit coming up, and I'm going to be one busy mother effer going forward. WrestlePro this past weekend was phenomenal. Obviously, Legends of the Ring was just as good. Started off, obviously the weekend was what did I do Friday? I go out to dinner? I went out to lunch. Oh, I took a sick day. That's right. I took a sick day because I went to the Yankee game on Thursday night. Me and Chris Steeler took our business to the Bronx, and it was a phenomenal game. The Yankees won. They kicked a lot of ass. They've been kicking a lot of ass lately. We got up there. He drove. We made the arrangement where I would pay for the tickets. He would drive, do the tolls, do the gas, bring the beer. So it all equaled out. And he bought me like a beer inside the stadium. And all equaled out. We met a couple kids there. And I say kids loosely because they are kids. 17-year-old, 18-year-old seniors out of Connecticut, in which I was like, we can't do this. Like, we can't be seen drinking with these kids. But they're real chill kids, lacrosse players. Definitely cool dudes. We had a good time with them. They were real impressed with the fact that me and Steeler were in wrestling. And, we showed them a bunch of videos and pictures and just entertained them and stuff. And I drank a lot of beer that night. Got home. Friday took a sick day. Went out to lunch with my buddy. We check out the Green Turtle. It's in North Brunswick. It's actually really, really cool. Very cool sports bar. So that was Friday. Friday went out to dinner. I ate way too much on Friday. I almost felt like total dog shit. But I knew I had to go home relatively early on Friday because I knew I was going to have one of those long, long days on Saturday. And that's exactly what happened. I set my alarm for 7 o'clock. I get up. I go over to down to Monroe for Legends of the Ring. I got there early. I set up the table. I'm sitting there just waiting. First person I met was Jim Cornette. That was pretty cool. And then I met Tugboat, which is like, these are the things that like in wrestling, you just never know who you're going to come across. You never know who you're going to meet. And met him. He's like, hey, man, I'm Uncle Fred. And I'm like, hey, Uncle Fred. Like, okay. Saw a lot of cool people at Legends. I saw a lot of douchebags at Legends, too. So I set up shop for, I was going to work with Stu Bennett, old fake news Bennett, Wade Barrett of the WWE. He's a friend of Pat's. Pat's his agent. We set up to do an interview, signing for like 4 hours, and it worked out really well. He made a killing. So it just boggles my mind how much money people spend on these things, and it's no disrespect to him or anybody else, because shit, you can make the money, go for it. So but yeah, we actually came across a certain promoter, if that's what you want to call him. I'm not even gonna say his name. He's just, you know, we pinned it. If you remember a couple episodes ago, I said that if you were caught taking down flyers for WrestlePro, I would kill you. And it's not even like a threat. Like, if you were caught being the douche that was tearing down all of our signs and postage and posters and all this other shit, like, I was gonna get pretty pissed. And just recently, Ace, our coach D, found a surveillance tape from across the street of where one of the posters were ripped down. And he politely asked the people, listen, you know, we had some of our property destroyed. If it's possible, can we pull up the surveillance tape, which is across the street? And we did. And what had happened was, we obviously pulled it up. It was a SUV and like blackish color. And, you know, it's very hard to tell. You know, very hard to tell what's what. Did we have our, you know, speculations and guesses? Yeah, we did, but we didn't want it to be that way. We didn't want to think, okay, it's definitely this guy, because like, we're in our heads, we're like, damn, dude, if it turns out to be that guy, like, this shit's gonna get real, you know? So lo and behold, somebody from the GCW event sends us a photo of a truck parked next to a van. And you know, we saw it, we did the math, and we're like, wow, it's quite possibly this guy. Again, no accusations, no like pulling the trigger, like, this is definitely him. We just didn't want to go that route. So you know, you guys do the math. You know, if you guys know me and you know the surrounding people of this business in New Jersey, you know that there's one guy out there that just thinks he's just the smartest guy in the world when it comes to booking a wrestling show. And yeah, so it turns out we really, you know, we did our due diligence and we found out that it could very well be a match. So anyway, we don't even act on it. Like, even when we know what we know, we still did nothing. This guy got a little on the defense because, well, that's what happens when you're caught. Trust me, I've been caught in some shit. Like, the first thing I do is get defensive. That's just a mechanism of sorts, you know? So what happens? So then after that, so we knew we were going to see this guy. He's a vendor. He pays for talent to go to Legends of the Ring. Some talent should be there. Some talent shouldn't. I don't quite understand. I guess if you want to just be a mark for yourself and just kind of hang back and take in what you're seeing, that's cool too. But anyway, we see this said individual, and he gives us, like, I'm sitting there with Raleigh the Stallion, which, by the way, side note, shooting with Thesaurus and the Stallion will not be aired tonight because they've been suspended for 1 week based on their, no, I'm kidding, their recording was terrible, and not what they talked about, not content, just, it was crackling, and Jamie's gonna have to figure that out. So they will not be on today's show. They will be here next week, and join us next week. So where am I going with this? Oh yeah, so he sees us, and I'm standing next to Raleigh, and me and Raleigh are just kind of sitting there, just kind of chuckling, like, what the F is this clown even doing here? So the guy tries to salute us, like a little quick salute, and simultaneously me and Raleigh both look at him and go, fuck you. It was the funniest thing, because it happened literally at the same time. And then later on in the day, he decided to come back around, knowing we were there. And this is where it gets a little sketchy, because it's kind of bullshit if you think about it. He comes back and he tries to get all brawlic. You know, he's got his son with him. And he's like, hey, you can't be talking about me like that to my, you know, my son right here, blah, blah, blah. And Raleigh just gets right up in his face and he says, go the fuck away. Like, fuck you, go the fuck away. couple other guys are there to back us up. And it's just like, and he's just trying to be all tough. And if you can just imagine, just like, I don't know, just a 140-pound man with like a pot belly, balding, and just attempting to get tough with a bunch of fucking guys that are 6'2", 250-plus pounds, and just guys that will beat him into dust. You know for a fact, and this is a strategy. I knew this was what he was going for. You know that you're at a convention, and nothing's going to be done to you at a convention. Like, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, there was your opportunity to be the tough guy. Because if anybody, if any of us see you outside a convention, we're going to catch you outside, how about that, all over your ass. And I don't give a shit who's in front of you, whether it be your son or your buddies or your girlfriend. I don't give a fuck. You don't, like, I heard him say the word pussy a bunch of times, and I just laughed at it. And, you know, poor Wade Barrett, he looked at me, he's like, what was that about? And I was like, you know, and I tell him the entire story, and he just laughs. And that's what it is. It's comical. At this point, it's comical. Whenever I see you give advice to a wrestler, or a young and inspiring wrestler, or young boy, or whatever you want to talk, like whatever, whoever you're friends with, it just, it's embarrassing. And it's comedy to anybody that's been in the business. I've only been in the business 5 years, and I know for a fact there's a lot more to learn. And I would never tell anybody something like without the approval of Pat or Moff or Kevin or anything like that. Like, I don't step on those toes. I can't be a trainer. I'm not a promoter. You know what I mean? And this guy just comes in out of nowhere with deep fucking pockets. And, you know, he just bothers the wrong people, rubs everybody the wrong way. And it's just bullshit at this point. It's just like, how much more do you have to do to try to like, you're just a loser. And when I say loser, it's the physical term and it's the actual term, because we all know the budget you spent on your fucking event, and we know what everybody costs. Like, it's not a secret to anybody. You're not getting one over on us. And you got your announcer getting excited about a 260-person crowd. And while I'm proud of you for that, that's great, but do the math, bro. 260 times 20 is going to eclipse around 5,000. I'll highball it. I'll give you $6,000 at the gate. $6,000 I'll give you. So where, you know, if you spend 25 to 30 on a show, is that a success? Is my math wrong? I know I've only been in the education system for less than a year, but I'm pretty sure if I do the math, that's a loss, and that's a big loss. And if you're dipping into your own company, like, that's cool too, man. You do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel important, make yourself feel relevant. It's just a joke at this point. And now I know once somebody hears this and they send it to you or you hear it, you'll shoot me a message and say, I can't believe you said this and blah, 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 blah. I'm done with it, man. I think it's just comedy at this point. I have never laughed so hard at the expense of somebody's just idiocracy, not failures. Cause I don't believe in rooting for people to fail or rooting for people to lose money. But stop pretending like everything you do is a success, because it's clearly not, man. And I'm not even just trying to make that up just to be a dick. Like, it's mathematically not a success. So stop brainwashing your talent or whoever's working for you. And for Christ's sakes, I want so bad for our other friend, the real promoter of that brand, to step away from you and just say go away. Because all you're doing is catching lucrative nuclear heat with everybody else, and it sucks, because we would love, I personally would, well, why not do good business down the road? It always happens. Things always blow over. Things will not blow over with this guy, because he's a clown, and that's just the way it is. So, yeah, I mean, that was legends. I mean, it was fun. After that, me, Pat, Keenan, and Barrett went over to Hooters, and, you know, I enjoyed myself there. We go to the show set up. I absolutely an ace score on this venue, man. This venue is awesome. Two sections of bleachers, like it's like a stadium feel. Like if you see some of the pictures I posted from the weekend, it was awesome. I loved it. We packed that place. We had a fucking awesome crowd. The matches top to bottom were just something serious, man. I mean, it was just from the start, from Barrett knocking Sean Donovan out with the bullhammer to Brian Cage and Bowens to McIntosh and his tag team. And I can't say enough about everybody that I saw. I got three different commentary partners. I was working with Eddie, and then Jay Enterprise came over, and then the Stallion, Delroy came over, like, which, again, different dynamic. It was different. It was cool. I cannot say enough about the crowd booing the Christ out of me, but all in good fun. They knew. They listened to the podcast. They're fans and they're friends of mine. And they knew that I said, oh, I can't believe I'm going to get booed in September. Not September, I'm sorry. The last Rawway show. And it really didn't happen. I got cheered. So they let me have it in Keyport. And let me tell you something. They're awesome. Awesome, awesome people. I can't say enough about the main event. Dan Moff and Pat killed each other. And there'll be, you know, footage that's going to be released. And you'll see it firsthand if you weren't there. Like, the things these guys do to put their bodies on the line, it's just, it's unreal. And I said that to Moff in a text, and I saw him after, you know, obviously I went to Moff first. As soon as I went back there, he called me over, you know, and he's always looking for my approval, of, as if my opinion means anything. But he was just something completely special on that night, and he's something special every night. And Buck, I mean, to do that in front of your wife, man, like, I can't stomach it. This guy was getting slammed around with just chairs and thumbtacks and getting thrown through two boards, and like, just Moff took a freaking dive onto a bed of cinder blocks, man, a bed of fucking cinder blocks. And I lifted those things and I put them under the ring. They were real. They were as real as they got. So those guys really, really did something special. And, I can't thank them enough, because they put their bodies on the line in the right places, okay? Some people don't do that. Some people put their bodies on the line in the wrong places. And, you know, I just saw a picture today as I record this on Tuesday. Like, come on. Like, there's kids with bright futures out there if they try and they hustle. Stop falling off ladders into tables, man. It's not worth it. Not in front of 260 people. Not. It's not. Save your bumps, dude. Because if not, you'll wind up like me, all right? And you'll wind up with a mush of a head and a torn ACL at one point and just broken bones, and just, you don't want to do that right now. You have a future ahead of you. If you're good and you're talented, then stop. Stop the madness, like right now. So the WrestlePro show came and went. We got out of there relatively quick. Once again, I was supposed to make my debut for Tier 1 Wrestling on Sunday, and I had a pull-off. Obviously, Sunday morning, I go out with my friends on the boat, about six of us. We had a fantastic time. I caught the biggest fluke I've ever seen, 27 inches. That thing was a monster. Fed four households, so it was a beast. But, due to unfortunate situation, I could not make it to Tier 1, and I apologize to Dennis Long again. However, it's not that bad when you're replaced by Mark Adam Haggerty and Money Morales, you know, because those guys are good, and those are two guys I recommended to Dennis, because me and Tony couldn't make it, and Eddie couldn't make it either. So commentary is a hard thing to keep up with, because there's a lot happening. So over the summer, I know for a fact that I'll be trying my very best to do as much as I can, and go from there. So, and then I would say, and on top of that, I guess in reality, I saw somebody post something the other day on Facebook saying that they were the best commentary team on the independents. And while I agree that they're good, I'm gonna have to disagree when you say the best. Because I think me and Eddie right now are hitting a stride, and we're hitting it on all cylinders. I mean, things are going very, very well for us. And every time we go out there, we knock it out the park. Like, we shake hands at the end and we just look at each other like, dude, we just, whew, you know, like we're killing it right now. So, I mean, obviously everybody has their flavor and everybody has their opinions. But I personally believe that me and Eddie are doing the best job that we possibly can do, and it's getting recognized and getting noticed. And as soon as he's done with our reel, it'll be out there, and people will know. People will know just how damn good we are. So, because the shooting with Stallion and Soros isn't happening, it might be a shorter episode today because obviously I'm very tired. It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday. Still not recovered from the weekend, I guess. But we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, Geno Gotts kicked in the head with, I believe he's going to cover the Heat, which is kicking my ass right now, even in, you know, somewhat AC. But yeah, we'll come back right after that, and we'll talk about this whole year as a whole and what's coming up going forward. Be right back.
What do you hear? What do you say? It's your boy Geno Gotts. I'm back with another edition of Kicked in the Head. It's good to know I'm not in the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel this week. I'm right here, crystal clear, for you. Right here on the Shining Wizards Network. Now, talking about the network, Geno Gotts is yet to be on the flagship show. What gives, boys? You guys don't want like a paisan? Huh? I mean, I know Eddie's busy getting beat up by girls. Kevin's probably drunk off a couple of drinks. Then a couple of more drinks. Then a couple of more drinks. Matt's got his head in a pizza oven. I don't know what the fuck Tony does. But whenever you're ready, Geno Gotts can be your fifth wizard. Or maybe a warlock. No. Definitely a vampire. Because you know what me and vampires got in common? We hate the sun. The sun gives off heat. And it's fucking hot. But you know what? This year on social media, how about you guys just keep it to yourselves? I don't want to see your dashboard temperatures. I know how fucking hot it is. I don't want to see your sweaty gym and running and workout selfies. Don't be gross. Unless you're a blonde with big tits, I don't want to see it. And if you're a blonde with big tits, feel free to post those beach photos. But if you're a dude with hairy legs, I certainly don't want to see you laying out on a beach with the ocean in the background, telling me how good of a time you're having, laying on the beach like a fucking mook. Go out and get a job, you asshole. It's like those people that tell you, oh, it's a dry heat. It's dry heat? Why is my head so fucking wet from sweating? That doesn't seem too fucking dry to me. And you know what else bothers me? Don't go into a fucking restaurant or a supermarket when it's a nice day out on maybe a Saturday or a Sunday and tell the poor schmuck working there to feed his three kids how nice of a day it is outside. He knows how nice of a day it is outside, but he's got to work in this dingy hellhole sweating up his ass. He doesn't need you telling him what he's missing outside. Go fuck yourselves. The heat's getting to me, folks. Just remember, you're only as good as your last envelope. So make sure you keep that hustle going, baby. Put the sunblock on. Drink plenty of ice water. Get your boy Gino a drink. I'll see you next week.
Geno Gotts. Thank you very much for that, Geno. Yes, it's fucking hot out here. And I said that the other day. I said, enough, you know, I'm glad I haven't seen as many as those dashboard temperatures. Like, we're all in the same thing. We're all in this fight together. We don't need to know it's that your car is 101 and my car is 99. It's fucking hot and it's disgusting. And it's only for a couple days until, you know, the next heat wave. But wow, Geno taking shots at the Wizards too. Oof. And didn't even say what podcast he was on. He just said he was on the Shining Wizards Network. Geno, you're cruising, bro. Cruising. But yeah, thank you for that, Geno. And pleasure doing business, as always, with you, you little paisan. But anyway, what was I doing? Yeah, shooting Gino. Okay, so obviously, it's been a long day today. I never thought I'd be this tired after talk. Well, then again, I did talk for 3.5 hours straight and call a football game. So the school year is coming to a close. We're coming to the last couple days. It's been a life changer, man. It really has. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't know what you're getting into. You truly don't. I had no idea. You know, if my therapist at the time and my best friend at the time didn't say, hey, go check out, you know, go get yourself involved in education, I would have never did it because I was the last person to ever want to go back to school. I'm not a school guy. But I am very excited that I made the decision to go into this field. I'm excited about where it can go. There's different possibilities. Like, I can go back to school myself, finish up, become a teacher. I can kick ass at this coaching thing and excel and become a coach and start excelling there. You know, there's just endless possibilities. And definitely special shout to those who have embraced me as a friend and have taken me, you know, as a, you know, under their wing or made sure I didn't do the wrong things or like whatever. You know, there's a big learning curve. You also learn that teachers complain more than anybody else and any other species on the planet. And I always thought to myself, like, I can't believe they complain. They got off all summer, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm realizing, and I'm like, holy shit, like every day I walk out of there like I just got out of war. And maybe it's because of the student I'm with. Maybe it's just because of overall just being around kids all day. Whatever the case may be, I wouldn't turn, you know, I wouldn't change it for anything else. And of course, the salary isn't where I would like it to be, you know. But hey, listen, that's, you know, the support system's there. I'm getting by. I'm enjoying my life. And it's one of those things I don't regret. And it's one of those things where I've made friends, you know, bonuses, bonus friends, and just good shit. You know, a lot of cool shit that's happened becoming a paraprofessional in a school system. So 18 days off, I thought I had it written down. 18 days off, what to do? But it looks like I'm only going to have about, let's see, two... For 11, no, nine days off, and then it's off to football. And I think that's going to be a really cool thing. I think that me as a coach will be a little different than me as a teacher. I'll probably get to curse a little more. I'll probably get to be a little bit more of a hard ass. But I think it's something that could be good for me, for my soul. Just an overall, just a motivator. And like, yeah, I got the podcast, and yeah, I got my friends that I can motivate every day. But it's one of those things where this is where it counts. And these kids really need people, especially, you know, young athletes like football players will, you know, they'll bust their ass for you if you give them respect. And they're going to give you respect right back. So what else do I got? I'm looking at my notes. Roll the dice. Lost money. Got that. the announcer, like, yeah, he used to be my friend, blocked on Facebook, blocked on everything, but I see everything. Oh, and I guess touching back on something that I dealt with last week, kind of shot on somebody pretty much the entire episode, or half the episode, and that said individual went and talked to one of my mentors, and I guess wasn't a fan of what I said. So, do I call him a rat? I don't know. Do I say that he's just not a fan of what I said? I get that. But you had your rebuttal. So, we were kind of squared off right there. So, I don't know why you had to run back and say anything to anybody else, especially people that mentor me and basically give me my spot. So, you almost put that in jeopardy. So, I appreciate that. But I won't be saying any more about this said individual. I don't have to like him. I don't have to shake his hand. That's not a rule. I don't give a shit what people say in professional wrestling. You do not have to shake everyone's hand. You don't have to do it. I barely do it. I'll shake your hand if I like you, and I'll just kind of walk the other way if I don't. I don't care who's, you know, respect and this and that. Yeah, like if you're a respectable legend or a respectable person or a peer, I will shake your hand kindly. But I will not shake your hand if now I hear you go behind my back to try to get me in trouble. It is what it is. I'm not in trouble. He just told me, can you just knock it off? Like, we don't want any bullshit or any drama. And I said, that's fine. I don't regret a thing I've said because it's not fair to do that. I'm not going to go back on my word. And I know he wouldn't go back on his. So if you want to squash this per se, you can reach out to me and apologize for what you said. And we'll go from there. But as of right now, I still don't need to like you. I don't have to be your friend. And then I'm going to stick by that because that's true. I don't have to do any of that shit. But yeah, so that's that. Upcoming shows, I do make my debut for Bree Combination Wrestling. A lot of stuff coming up in July, actually, besides the football. So that's something I have to definitely like figure out as far as my availability. Said that stupid availability, but I'm starting to like stroke out because of the heat and just being tired in my voice. I know I'm not giving you my best voice. So Bree Combination Wrestling in Queens on 6/23. That's June 23rd. That's Friday. Next Saturday, I'll be celebrating the wife's birthday. Her birthday is actually this Sunday, but it falls on Father's Day. So this weekend coming up, I'll be spending with my old man at the pool. Hopefully it'll be nice out. And then we'll do our thing next weekend. July is pretty loaded. WrestlePro is back at the Allentown Freedom Festival, which is on Thursday, which should be... I should be fine to be there. I know we're not. I don't think we're doing commentary. I think I'm just going to ring announce, which is totally cool. Five Borough Wrestling is on a Thursday as well in Brooklyn on 7/20. I don't know if they released that yet. Hopefully, I'm not spoiling anything. And then on 7/21 in Edison, the BBWF is back, and they're growing on me. That company is growing on me because I watched back a couple of the matches from Primetime that we recorded, me and Pete Rosato, and it sounded pretty cool. So. A lot of stuff going on in August, September. As it gets closer and closer, we'll start revealing more and more stuff for that major, major card on September 9th in Rahway. And then, yeah, that's it, man. I mean, it's going to be, like I said, short episode this week, and that's okay. And they're not all going to be winners, but it is what it is. And so follow me on all my social medias, at Dave Sturch on Twitter, Dave Destruction on Instagram, Facebook.com/Dave Destruction. On Facebook, Snapchat, Dave Destruction 2. I don't do much on that anymore as I used to. But, yeah, and I guess anything, if you're going to take anything from this episode, just be real. Don't lie to people. And I'm talking about the money guy. You know, you don't have to sell people false promises or false advertisement. We understand you're a small company. Do small things. That's it. Like, I feel bad for the talent that was on that show that was, you know, bookable. Like, your Swaggers and your Pentagons and your Del Rios, and those guys are stars. They are. I'm sure they got paid, and I'm not saying they didn't. But, again, just pick your battles, you know. Like, you don't have to go toe-to-toe with people in a public place to try to feel like you're tough. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's pretty stupid of you. And, you know, I would think twice about doing it anywhere outside of that. But yeah, so that's that. I'm going to wrap things up. Like I said, follow me on all my social medias. And we will see you guys all next week for the 25th XXV episode of Destruction 101. I'll talk all about the weekend. And, if you're a father out there and you're in your kid's life, happy, happy Father's Day. You deserve to be praised on one day a year, if not every day. You know, a lot of people make a lot of big stinks about single moms, and trust me, you guys have a very, very hard job. But just remember, you know, none of this would have been possible that if the fathers do stick around, they're the guys. You know, they're the guys responsible. And so shout out and happy Father's Day to everybody. If you don't have a father in your life, it is what it is. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You know, my mom, for instance, you know, I'm not getting too deep, but she was never like the mom figure that everybody wants to have in their life. So my dad kind of played two roles. So that's why, like, when Father's Day comes up, it's a big deal to me. And we're in process of planning something really, really cool for him. And I know he doesn't listen, so it's okay. But yeah, so happy Father's Day to everybody. Enjoy your weekend. The final day of school is on Friday. So shout out to my friend Lindsay, who's listening to this right now, and you made it. You survived a school year. I want to thank you personally for being such a cool friend and, you know, being just awesome overall, a great mom to your kids, who I love and adore looking at pictures of them. They look like rock stars every time. So just thank you for being cool and being my friend. It's because, you know, there's not too many people that stick around anymore. I always say it, you know, keep your closest friends close and let the other ones kind of slip away, because they're not really worth your time and they're not worth the frustration of trying to keep up and trying to, like, hang out with these people every day and just try to answer their texts every day. Like, if it's just not there, it's just not there. Let it go. It's all good. You know, I have a lot of friends, but, you know, I have, like, I can count my true, like, hardcore talk-to-you-every-day friends on two fingers. And I'm okay with that, man. You know, I'm truly okay with that. So if I meet a couple new friends along the way, great. If I don't, no worries. I'm not losing any sleep. So with that being said, since I sound like I'm tired and I sound like I'm sleeping, I'm going to go to bed. So take care, everybody, and I'll see you guys next week.
Strongest drug, I don't know how much longer I